What's up, everyone? This is Eddie Picasso, and you are listening to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Now, what you are about to hear is going to blow you away. And if it connects with you at your heart and soul, you are not alone. At this very moment, I am over $250,000 in debt. I've got no job, and I'm barely hanging by a thread. To top it off, I'm only 30 days away from going lights completely out. So, this show is a must follow to follow my next moves as I crawl out of this hole. The question that everyone asks is this: how do real bloggers like us, who didn't cheat or really make money by scamming other people, who have been hustling nonstop, how do we grow our audience and create extra income in a way that lets us get our positive message out to the world and still have a balanced life? That is the elephant in the room, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Eddie Pistachio. Picasso. Hey, I'm Picasso, and welcome to the Secret Side Hustle Hack Show. Hey, what's up? So this is Eddie Picasso, and I'm being joined right now with Vijay Hanan. And I'm absolutely grateful for him to be talking to us today just because he's doing such amazing work. I keep seeing running across all his great material on Facebook and all that stuff. So I really wanted to sit down and talk to you and really get an insight and pick your brain a little bit as to how you got to where you're at right now. So welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Eddie, for having me here.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Could you tell us, Vijay, a little bit about yourself in terms of background, education, and experience?
So I'm an immigrant from India. Originally, I moved to the States in 2000. Got here with a little bit of money and then scholarship with the university until 9/11 hit, and the scholarship went away, and it was really a very tough journey. I was on a student visa. Now I'm a U.S. citizen after like 12, 13 years, 15 actually, to be precise. And, I'm an IT entrepreneur. I've been in business for more than 12 years. Started the business from ground zero with $100 in the bank. And a friend of mine lent me the money using his credit card. And he said that, okay, just pay me forward, whatever it is in the future. So I took his help there and then started this company. And today it's about like 17 million in revenue. We do IT staffing and robotic process automation. That's pretty much my background, Eddie.
Oh, wow. So $100, a brand new immigrant into the States, $100 in your pocket, and you turn that into 17 million. And that's a perfect example. I've done, when I started going into entrepreneurship, I think it's the gateway drug towards entrepreneurship, wholesaling and flipping homes. And that's kind of where I started. So I'm a little bit familiar with it. And you went exactly the same way as the gurus say, that OPM, use other people's money, right? And you turned that into 17 million. That's amazing.
Thank you, Eddie.
So, I know it's a long journey. I know 9/11, it affected a lot of us. Me being also a second generation immigrant closer to the border, just the laws that went into effect after that just completely affected me as well. Something that I'm currently dealing with, and I've talked about it on my podcast before. I won't go into details right now just because of our time together. But what is the tip that you wish someone had shared with you about creating all that wealth when you were first starting out?
So a lot of mentors actually helped me along the way, to be honest. And, the main number one thing that I learned, just going to like a library, reading books, talking to people who are richer than me and all that, right, was you got to choose cash over flash. Now, most people, want to like kind of be flashy. Like a lot of friends of mine got like BMWs as soon as they got the first job. I just had my Mazda Tribute, right? And then they were like, I was single then. Either way, but then they started making fun of me. I said, hey, I'm a family guy. I just wanted Mazda Tribute, right? And that, I didn't have any payments. They had a lot of payments. And that kind of like, affects the person, right? Because when you have a lot of monthly liabilities, automatically your thinking and your focus goes towards that. So I think choosing cash over flash is the number one important thing. So the pitfall would be like if you chose flash over cash.
I guess. You know what? I completely resonate with you on that. Before I launched myself as an entrepreneur over last year, I worked in the oil and gas over 13 years, and I made really good money. But I think that's one of the things that affected me. I was using the flash. I was flashing instead of cashing. And I think that I wish it was, there was some, it was something that I wish somebody would have told me from the get-go. Something that I've been learning throughout my personal growth journey is what they say is the poor act rich and the rich act poor, pretty much. And that's exactly what that is, right? Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm sure you've come through a, it's never easy. I actually heard Ryan Stuman, he's called the Hardcore Closer over the weekend. I heard one of his presentations and he talks about the force of averages, where you're actually making progress in your entrepreneurship, your side hustles, and then life just happens, right? There's always, life is always happening. And a lot of people get defeated by that. They get, they go into their comfort zone. They don't want to keep pushing forward. What are the three biggest hidden pitfalls of creating wealth to watch out for that would really help our audience?
So one of the things is people think that everything, you know, as soon as you get to one point, things are going to be like smooth. If I made like, you know, 5,000 a month, I'm okay. If I make 10,000 a month, I'm great. You know, that'll set me for life. But unfortunately, that's not the fact, because the Murphy's Law is also going to hit the person, which they don't, they're not aware of, is that their liabilities increase as they get to that. Now, one of the key challenges is that we have to keep our liabilities low and the assets high. So the biggest pitfall is as you start getting money, you start building wealth, you just want to increase the liabilities because, you know, it's the nature. It's like weed for your garden. That's the liability. If you look at it that way, how do I remove this weed and still keep the garden, right? That's the so biggest pitfall is like, again, not paying attention to the liability as you're making progress in the journey. So that's one of the main things. The other things, other important things as well going forward, the people who are right now in this economy, they think the economy is like booming and then, you know, the dollar is becoming stronger day by day. Everybody is like so happy that it's going on forward. But, you know, it's been 10 years from the previous recession. So the next recession is coming anytime soon. So really preparing for the winter, you know, that's what is another important thing. And most people prepare for the winter by saving money, some of them at least, and some don't even prepare because they think it's going to be summer forever, which is not the case, right? Mm-hmm. So saving money, and what I also call is don't put all your eggs in one basket of service. So this is different. It's not like put all your money in one basket. The service should also not be in one basket, which means that let's say you have to diversify the value that you add to people. So that in recession, for example, I mean, I'm not a lawyer or anything like that. If you see in recession, there are certain, you know, like lawyers who make better, like, what do you call, like bankruptcy lawyers, divorce lawyers, they all do awesome in winter. I'm just saying in recession.
Right.
So not that I'm not advising everybody to go in that line, but within their area of expertise, there are certain things that they can choose so that they have that muscle and they can flex it in the recession time. That's another way to prepare other than just saving money, right? So Buffett says that I buy when blood is flowing on the streets. And that's my favorite quote. So I keep money ready so that when the recession comes, you can buy great assets for a low price. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that they can plan for in the winter.
That's amazing. I'm glad you brought that up because that's something that I've been trying to prepare for ever since Business Mastery is like winter is coming and I've been preparing because it really does happen that way where the rich get richer on hard times because they're planning it out ahead of time, right? And also, I'm super grateful. I'm super glad that you, the way you worded that first pitfall about it's like the weed, the liability is like the weed in the grass. And it just resonates with me because I actually mowed my lawn for the first time in a long time over the weekend. And I noticed that that's something that stood out for me, that it was so difficult to push through those weeds. And it made perfect sense right now as you were wording it. So that's I'm glad you worded it that way because it makes so much sense. It made me connect some dots right there. That's awesome. So what is the single greatest secret every side hustler, entrepreneur needs to know about to speed up their success towards wealth?
So I think the single greatest thing that they got to identify is that the abundance mindset, and that starts with an attitude of gratitude. So they're, first of all, they're grateful for what they've been given, right, by this universe or God or whatever you call it. They've been given, like, for example, we have like five fingers and things like that. We don't pay that much attention to what we already have, right? But each of those are very, very valuable, already what you have. And those are the most important resources. The mind is very important. So the mindset, if they have an abundance mindset, that's the single greatest thing that they have to, like, leverage on in order to move forward in any economy. And that thing actually builds over time. But they need to start somewhere, believing that they have everything. That's the mindset. They already have everything. You know, that's right around them. It's just that they got to just put the dots together, identify it, and keep moving forward. I think that's the greatest thing that every entrepreneur must, identify.
That's great that you point that out, because that's something that I think a lot of entrepreneurs come across. And I spoke to Steven Larson, formerly from ClickFunnels, I think last week or something like that, 2 weeks ago. And that's something that we mentioned, or that he mentioned, about you actually, it's like we were talking about earlier also, like you think that you already made it, that you're already pushing forward, and that, like, you don't have to worry about anything. But then you also have, though, that again, forces of averages that hold you back, that give you that mentality, that scarcity mentality, pushes you back in that comfort zone, that scarcity, that worrying about money, what, putting your energy towards worries instead of pushing forward. How would you say, how do you get through that, to always be in that abundance mentality when life is punching you in the face pretty much?
Right. That's a great question that you're asking. I use it. I mean, I work out every day. As I work out, I remember Muhammad Ali. I play his video every day. You know, that he knows he's a winner even before he's a winner, the greatest of all times. Right. So I believe that. So I kind of like set myself up to win in the workout. After I do that, already I'm a winner, because my trainer gives me the workouts, right? So I excel in all of those, and I send him a grade every day. And then the grade is always A. That's how I kind of operate, or A plus. You know, that's what I like. Probably I had like three or four B's in the last year, right? But you know, so with that said, we start the day with a workout will make you have that dopamine effect. Right. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things is also you can wake up early. Most of the people want to work late at night. And then, then they have what I figured out, which is very, very funny, though. But I sleep at 8:30 p.m. at night. Right. 8, 9 o'clock. Right. And then what I learned is, it's going to save you from all the mess that's possible, like friends calling out to drink, driving too quickly to reach home, all those things will just go away if you sleep early. And then you wake up early, you got like time, nobody's going to disturb you. So that when you wake up early, automatically, when there's a peace outside, and you just have the moment to kind of look at the universe without any distraction, that will set you up to have that mindset wherein you can be grateful, and you can, Tony Robbins does the priming in the morning. I do that sometimes, but my priming is mostly the workout. Right. So I think that's how I kind of keep it. And just if you surround yourself with positive people, like I'm doing with you right now, it's going to be awesome. Right.
Awesome.
And that's how we can keep positive.
Yes, I think that's super important. Russell Brunson just came out with that 30-day summit, and he brings 30 of his heavy hitters that have gone on to win 2 comma club awards, or 8-figure club award, I think it is. It's which is whoever's made 1 million or 10 million. Through their sales funnels. And going through the book, I realized I started noticing some trends. And that's one of the trends that I noticed. And I see it more and more through the more people that I talk to that are super successful, such as yourself, where it's they have this routine. They have this where you prepare yourself mentally, whether it's priming, whether it's working out. Everybody has that same routine, that same mentality of abundance. And it's just stood out to me over the weekend. And actually, I wanted to talk to you about the Tony Robbins incantations, because I have them posted up on my vision board, and I that's what I do every morning, So it's super amazing that you actually set that.
Do you do the gladiator one, or do you do the, I am the voice?
I do, I do three of them. I do I Am the Voice, I do Gladiator, and I do the God's Will Circulates Around Me or Flows to Me in Avalanches of Abundance, all that stuff. So, and then I also do the Think and Grow Rich. I got something from that one too, where I actually wrote my actual purpose in life or whatever, and I do that too. It's like a 30-minute deal for me every morning, and then sometimes after lunch too, because that's when it's actually, you go eat and you get kind of wore out, you get tired and you get kind of lazy. So I try to do it after lunch too, just so I can get back in the mood. And then another thing that you mentioned too, that's really been a characteristic that stood out over the last couple of people that I've talked to, I interviewed Cheryl Jacobs last week also. And another lady that Ada Perez, that she's a recent author of a new book. And they all talk about surrounding yourself with like-minded people, with positive people, like you just said. It's creating, Tony Robbins has creating 7 steps to creating lasting change. And the various, the seventh step is creating that empowering environment, surrounding yourself with positive people. And it's one of the things that he also talks about as his events. So I'm super glad that you mentioned that and that everybody's saying that, because he even says it where he says, you're going to be here, you're full of energy around people that have so much energy, and then you go home and then everybody wants to like, well, what's wrong with you, or like, go come back to earth or whatever. And it's super important that you surround yourself like we're doing around. That's one of the big reasons why I wanted to do these type of interviews, to connect with people like you who are in the same path and the same journey of agents of change, pretty much. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, absolutely, Eddie. And another important thing is also the person should know their why. Like, why is it that they want to be successful? And then if that why is just that about their own greed, now I put it this way, like, if you want to feed your tummy, there's a limit to it. But if you want to feed, everyone else in the planet, it's infinite, the hunger that's there, right? So the why is very important. And I think that's one of the major things. Like, my why is to help like immigrants who had like come to this country, and then they come through various situations, right? That's why I wrote a book. It's being published this month.
Oh, awesome.
It's called New Immigration Secrets, so that they can have a positive mindset, and how do they kind of like go through the, navigate through the, changing system, because ultimately, life is better only if they become better. Right? So that's what that book is about, So I think if the why is clear for the people, they can go farther through those, dark nights or whatever, just like Tony Robbins says, they can navigate through that and reach their destination, which is success.
Absolutely. There's a saying, motivation gets you going and discipline is what keeps you going, right? But I think that discipline has to do a lot with your purpose and your why. So that's perfect. It fits in perfectly. And I'm glad you brought up your book. Hopefully you can tell us a little bit about it. Well, how to actually learn more about it here shortly. Are there any other juicy tips, tricks, or any secrets, hacks at this point that about creating wealth, about reaching that level of abundance that we need to let our audience know about?
Yeah, just one more important thing. You can only make progress if you're making some measurement. So really, you got to measure your finances. And it's not like a daily basis, at least it's a monthly basis. Okay, this is what I spent, this is what I, made this month, and this is like a mess up I did. Maybe next time, I should like kind of save there. You get an awareness, that's what I think most people miss, because they think like automatically it's going to take care of itself. They don't want to look at the bills because it's not exciting, right? Mm-hmm. But when you look at it, you're not going to feel awesome. Maybe you'll take some action for progress, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's super important. They say that you can't track what you do not measure, or you can't grow what you do not measure.
So you can't manage what you cannot measure.
Right, exactly. So that's great.
So if they want to build wealth, they got to measure it, and then they can continue to build wealth. This month I built. And it's just like anything, this universe is so, mysterious in its ways. I always think, finance, and then the physical, like workout, bodybuilding, and all are related. You just don't see as you do consistently for a period of time. And then the results start showing up. But the hard work is same in both of those. Right. That's what I personally.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I'm with you 100% on that. I think Tony calls it lag time, where you put in the work, there's going to be a little lag time before you actually start seeing results, but they're coming, right? It's a matter of just having that patience. Something I wanted to that you mentioned that I want to touch base on, and it slipped my mind. I think Tony says it also, where focus goes, energy flows, right? And if you start measuring that, your focus is obviously going to be on that. Is there anything I haven't asked you about creating wealth and success, or the any hidden pitfalls that you'd like to share with our audience?
I think the only other thing that I feel is that they need financial education, right? Just because they're in like technology, for example, right? That's my primary field I'm from. You know, they think people get fall in love with what they do, right? Mm-hmm. But still they need to fall in love with also the money. That's finance is what right. I say. Acknowledging that, you know, they just need to know what is an asset, liability, and basic stuff at least can take them in that direction, because that's something that I see most of the schools and universities and people who are there are not like paying attention to, right? Because it's hard. You don't want to face that thing where it is, right? You know, so if they can pay attention to that, learn a few things, even if it is interesting, not interesting, and then go with that, then they could, you know, really make progress there.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I think it's something that I've talked about before, that over the past year, I spent so much time working on my personal growth and developing those leadership skills. I come from a broken marriage, so my dad wasn't around to teach me how to adult pretty much. And I pretty much started learning all that over my personal growth journey over the past year or so. And this whole time I was focused on me growing personally, and I wasn't paying attention to my finances and the actual revenue generating activities. And it's something that I actually started focusing on over the past month, and it's just made a world of a difference. It's a big difference. So I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad that you took this time to talk to us, and I know that you're super busy and your phone is already going off the hook. So I'd like to thank you very much for such a great interview. Can you tell us a little bit more about you, where they can learn about you, about your book specifically? And how does it help side hustlers, entrepreneurs, or any other way that they can learn more about you?
So my company website is akvarr.com. That is spelled as akvarr.com. Once again, it's akvarr.com. That's my IT company. And the book is newimmigrationsecrets.com. So that newimmigrationsecrets.com.
Awesome.
So they can get it. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? I'm sorry, I may have cut you off there.
I really want to thank you, Eddie, for this opportunity to be able to like kind of like speak to you today and then exchange some great ideas. Really, it's an honor for me to be with you on this call today.
The pleasure was all mine, Vijay. So thank you very much again for sharing with us. And thank you all our audience for joining us for this amazing presentation about tips, tricks, hacks, and tools with creating wealth and succeeding in life that can help you massively improve your results. Thank you, Vijay, once again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh. Hey, thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave your feedback. Do you want to collaborate and mastermind with other side hustlers just like you and toss ideas around? If so, join the Totally Secret Side Hustle Hackers Facebook group.